Let's take a look at the opening farm market report on KLGR. Grain traders are keeping an eye on weather forecasts. However, the emotion is waning ahead of USDA's March supply and demand report later this week. Money flow and spreading will likely be a feature this week as traders prepare for the report and final decision from the White House on tariffs. Weather forecasts are for the U.S. Southern Plains to remain dry. Argentina is getting some scattered showers in the north. However, central and southern regions are still not looking for any rain until the weekend. USDA releases the March estimates for supply and demand Thursday morning. Bloomberg Surveys has trade expecting a slight decline in U.S. corn stocks, with soybeans and wheat staying virtually unchanged from USDA's February numbers. The trade is looking for nearly combined 6 million metric ton drop in Argentina and Brazil's corn production. Trade analysts guess for a 5.5 million metric ton drop in Argentina's soybean production and an increase of nearly 2 million metric tons in Brazil's soybean production compared to USDA's last check. Let's take a look at how the markets are finishing up the overnight. Taking a look first at the Board of Trade, May corn was trading even at 385 and a quarter. December new crop up a quarter at 404 and a half. Soybeans for May were 0.75 cents higher, 1071 and 0.75. November new crop up 2.5 cents. That was at 1039 and 0.75. Soybean meal for May was down $2.30 at $390.60. July was down $2 at $388.40 per ton. Soybean oil for May, 12 cents higher at $32.42. The July, 11 cents higher at $32.60. Chicago wheat for May up 3 cents at $5.03 even. New crop up 2.25 cents at $5.31. Minneapolis wheat for May was a quarter cent lower at $6.20 even. New crop down 1.25 at $6.33 even. Kansas wheat for May, 3.25 cents higher at $5.37 even. New crop was 3.75 cents higher, $5.69 3/4. Oats for May, 2.25 cents higher, $2.66 1/4. New crop 3.5 cents lower at $2.65 3/4. On the livestock side of things, look for a typically slow Monday in cattle country with distribution of show list about the only order of business. Early month offerings could be steady with last week. Feedlot managers will be slow to price cattle, carefully monitoring the board for clues in that regard. Live and feeder futures seem ready to be open mixed thanks to a combination of residual selling interest and short covering and profit taking. Hog buyers will probably return to work Monday. The product trade caught a little bounce last week, but many doubt the carcass value can steadily improve as long as weekly slaughter remains large. Indeed, don't be surprised if weekly kills hang in the 2.5 million head pretty much throughout the entire month of March. Opening call on cattle steady to $2 lower, futures mixed. Hog steady and futures mixed as well. Let's take a look at where the Mercantile Exchange is starting the day here today. As things closed up on Friday, live cattle for April were down $1.15 at $122.17. June was down $1.10 at $114.40. Feeder cattle for March ended last week $1.37 lower at $143.67, while the April was $1.47 lower at $145.27. Lean hogs finished the week 60 cents higher for April at $67.57. May was up a dime at $74.65. That's a check of your opening market report here on KLGR.